Ray Comfort is an apologist, speaker, and author. 100 books, by the way. Over 100 books. His latest one is intriguing. It's called Why Would Anyone Follow Jesus? 12 Reasons to Trust What the Bible Says About Jesus. And Ray Comfort's with us now. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. And great to be on your program. Thank you.
Ray, some people say, you know what, your beliefs don't make any sense. And, you know, they really mean it. And others say, you know what, I can't help but see that faith in God makes perfect sense. And you're kind of the guy who experiences people at both ends of that spectrum. That must be something that amazing to behold, right? When God changes a heart like that?
Oh, there's nothing that's thrilling. It's like, I'm sure a doctor has a cure to cancer and he gives it to a patient and the patient cured. It must be so heart-throwing. And as a Christian, to have people open to the message of everlasting life is absolutely thrilling. That's what I live for, and that's what I've lived for the last 50 years, to share the gospel that Jesus Christ has abolished death and brought life and immortality to life through the gospel. That's past tense, which is a crazy message. So when you mention about some people think it's crazy, I can understand that because of the fantastic nature of what Scripture says. So if it's not true, they should toss it out. But if it is true, then they need to look into it with an open heart.
Well, if someone gets asked a question and has to admit, you know what, I don't have the answer to that. You know, as a Christian, maybe a non-believer saying, you know, asking them a tough question, and they, you know what, let me get back to you. Is this the book maybe we should go and read before they meet up with that person again?
Yes and no. It gives 12 reasons to follow Jesus. And there are some things that are hard to understand. Like, you know, some people can stump me by saying, why does God allow suffering? I know why there is suffering. I know what it is. Disease, pain, suffering, and death, because we live in a fallen creation. But why does God allow suffering? And all I can say as a Christian, that we've got a promise that whatever comes our way in the area of suffering, God works out for our good. For the ungodly, it sometimes seems quite futile and horrific if it doesn't bring them to the foot of the cross. So yeah, this book will help people with questions that are difficult to answer, but it also takes it from another point of view. And by that I mean, it'll tell you how to reach the most hardened skeptic, because you've got something he wants. He doesn't realize that. For example, you look at how a waitress waits on tables. She looks into a restaurant. There are 3 businessmen that look very, very important. They've got little briefcases, 3-piece suits. They're wheeling and dealing millions. Is she intimidated? Not at all. She just walks up and says, can I take your order? She's bold. She interrupts. And that's because she has what she knows they want. They're there to eat, so she's bold. And we have what this world wants. There's something on our side with every skeptic. Doesn't matter how hard they are, and that is that they're not a beast, they're not a dog, cat, cow, or horse. They're a human being, and God's placed eternity on their heart. There is something in them that says, oh, I don't want to die. And we have what they want. We have freedom from the power of death and from the fear of death. And so that should be our confidence. That's what should make us bold. And the other thought, too, is that we have something on our side in the heart of every skeptic, every hardened person, as a conscience. And the conscience is like an impartial judge on the courtroom of their mind. It's on our side. It confirms the truth when we go through the commandments and show a sinner these laws. So this book takes a slightly different way of approach. It's based on Scripture, based on what Jesus did, and it's incredibly effective.
Well, you do include some of those conversations in the book that you've had with people. Is there something in your experience over the years that comes up more often than not?
Yes. Something comes up all the time, and the reason I know this to be true is that our YouTube channel just passed 194 million views, and you can see this happen again and again. This is what every sinner has in common. It's in Scripture, John chapter 3. They love darkness, hate the light, neither will they come to the light lest their deeds be exposed. And so when you meet an atheist, never feel intimidated, because you have someone in front of you that knows that God exists intuitively according to Romans 1. And the reason he doesn't want to come to Christ is hidden in the fact that he loves his sin. If you meet an atheist, there's one question you can ask him that'll cause him to backslide almost every time. Just say to him, so you're an atheist, do you really believe the scientific impossibility that nothing created everything? And you'll see their mouths go like little road tunnels, and they say, well, I don't believe it's nothing that created everything. There was something in the beginning, it just wasn't God. And so I ask them, so let's see why you don't want it to be God. And when you take him through the Ten Commandments, you find out that he's looking at pornography and having sex with his gorgeous girlfriend. And it's not a matter of an intellectual argument. It's a matter of a moral argument. He's doing that which he knows is morally wrong, and that's why he doesn't want to come to the truth of the gospel. When you know that, it really helps with your agenda.
The book is called Why Would Anyone Follow Jesus? 12 Reasons to Trust What the Bible Says About Jesus, written by Ray Comfort. And you can catch up with him and all his socials at livingwaters.com. Ray Comfort's been our guest. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.